Is America Today Our Forefathers' Vision? It's a Tuesday night, and I decide it's time to relax on the couch. I reach for the remote and click on the power button. Fox News is the first channel that pops up. Sean Hannity appears on the screen, sitting right above the big, blue, and bolded title, "Harris is a joke." I decide to switch to the next channel. The next channel happens to be CNN. "Republicans have no brain," the headline states. The man on the screen goes on and on about how Republicans are evil. I sigh and turn off the TV. As I sit in silence, I wonder how America got to this point. A point in reality where our country is so divided that two different people who belong to different political parties can't even have a casual conversation. A point where our country resorts to violence and hate. A country that has fallen so far off its original roots and has become a place that our forefathers wouldn't even recognize. A country that is not our forefathers' vision. One of our forefathers' visions for us today was for America to be free. We are free, but at what cost? We are free, but not united. Our forefathers wanted us to get along together as a whole. They would have wanted us to smile and greet our neighbors, not express an abundant amount of hatred toward one another. Our ancestors feared political division. According to the Pew Research Center, data now shows that on average, Democrats and Republicans are farther apart ideologically today than at any time in the past 50 years. Imagine sharing that fact with one of our founding fathers who risked their lives to unite the 13 colonies. That would be a tough pill to swallow. Along with hatred includes violence. Our founding fathers fought not only for us to be free, but for us to be peaceful. A peaceful country whose citizens communicate with one another and don't resort to violence. I have hope for the future that someday this vision will become reality. What do we think of when somebody mentions America? Do we think of its roots? Maybe, but do we really know our roots? Our roots stemmed heavily from religion. Religion was very important to our founding fathers. Many of them considered themselves Christians. Some were traditional Christians, including John Jay. Others were deists with no Christian beliefs, but they still believed in the existence of a God. The Lord was a key factor in our founding fathers' journey. Christianity and the number of people who follow God has currently been declining. Our forefathers also wanted us to follow Christian principles, such as treating everyone equally. Equality was a right that our founding fathers fought for. The United States has come a long way in terms of treating everyone equal, but racism and discrimination are still very prominent in our country. As U.S. citizens, we need to come together to end this type of hate. Peace. Freedom from disturbance. A word that we hope will someday describe America. What did peace mean to our forefathers? Peace meant no unnecessary violence. The United States has had an insane and extreme amount of brutality in the past and today. Take a moment to place your hands in front of you. Use your fingers to count to 12. Notice how you don't even have enough fingers to get to that number? 12. Each day, 12 children die from gun violence in America, according to the Sandy Hook Promise. This cannot be accepted as a reality. Our founding fathers would have spiraled knowing the amount of unnecessary violence on not only innocent citizens of the United States, but God's children. I never would have thought that there would be a day where my parents are scared to send me to school. The number of school shootings has been skyrocketing within the past 15 years. We cannot live in a violent world anymore. It's not what our forefathers would have wanted, and it's not what we want now. We have to change. America is not the place our forefathers envisioned. They would have never envisioned a country filled with political division, hate, and violence. Although America is not where we want it to be, I still have hope for the future. I believe that we can work together to become united again. We can work together to love our neighbors and recognize our roots once again. One day we will walk outside and we will be content with the fact that we are human and we will have different opinions from our neighbors. We need to change not only for our forefathers, but for our current and past veterans who have fought for our country. After all the countless hours of physical and mental work, these people deserve everything. They deserve a country that's worth fighting for. We all deserve a country that's worth battling for. A country that's filled with love, peace, and kindness. A country that is our forefathers' vision.